first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Score says, electability arguments are nonsense.
If you consume any amount of political punditry or analysis these days, you will come across endless streams of electability arguments. Americans will never vote for a socialist. Americans won't vote for a gay man. Americans aren't really ready to elect a woman, etc. I have some simple advice for you. Ignore all of this nonsense. After the election of a deeply unqualified racist con man in 2016, it should have been evident to all that just about anyone can be elected president of the United States. But because so much of the media is focused on horse race politics and not the substance of things that actually matter, electability arguments continue to dominate discussions. Again, tune them out. The reality is that approximately 90% of people have already made up their minds as to who they are going to vote for before the candidates have even been chosen. I'm one of those people. Given how insanely evil and corrupt the current president is, I would vote for Donald Duck if he was the Democratic nominee. The small slice of the electorate that is up for grabs and actually matters for the Electoral College are concentrated in a few key states and are as varied as the rest of America. Any skilled politician with a good campaign and focus can persuade them. They are all winnable. So that as the primary marches on, vote for the candidate that you like the best. They can all win if we all do our part.
Jason Scores teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay area. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.